Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. You have found your way to the Lobster Pot Audio Podcast. Thank you for joining me. This is the place where we think about old-time religion, the religion of the apostles, martyrs, confessors, saints down through the ages who have found favor with God and whose lives we seek to emulate. Today is Wednesday in the second week of Advent, and the Old Testament reading that I have focused upon for my own devotion is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 through 31, which is the end of the chapter. A very uplifting, literally uplifting passage. The passage begins with the Lord God asking, with whom will we compare him? Who is his equal? It's a rhetorical question, obviously, and the Holy One expects us to give the answer, no one. He offers evidence of his greatness. He asks us to look to the heavens, and he asks, who created all these? The answer is, you did. We know a lot more than the people who lived in the day of Isaiah in the 8th century BC. We know because we have a Hubble telescope that can look out and tell us that the farthest galaxies we know of, and there's probably more we don't, are 47 billion light years away. Who created all these? You did, sir. Well, the passage goes on and it talks about human weariness. It reminds us that even youths become weary. But those who trust in the Lord will not grow weary. Let me read it specifically. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I want to focus on this set of words in verse 31. They will soar on wings like eagles. I'm focusing on that because this is by no means the first time in Scripture being on eagles' wings is described. All the way back in the book of Exodus, in chapter 19 and verse 3, here's what we read. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, this is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. And this is, of course, referring to the Exodus. So eagle's wings are a metaphor for a flight to safety that is directed by God and has its ending point in God. That's interesting. And then if we move to the last book of the Bible, and that would be the book of Revelation, we have another interesting reference to eagle's wings. Let me read to you from chapter 12, verse 13. When the dragon saw, that would be Satan, that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman, parenthetically, is variously identified as corporate Israel or the Blessed Virgin Mary, the one who gave birth to the Messiah, and both, in fact, did. So she is being pursued by this dragon. Then in verse 14 of chapter 12, the woman was given the two wings of an eagle so that she might fly to the place prepared for her. So we have this reference of safety, of God providing flight from difficulty into safety to himself. And this is the ultimate end, of course, of the believing community. The people of Jesus look forward in hope. And this is the theme of Advent. We look forward not only and especially not only to earthly deliverance, though it includes that sometimes, it speaks of a deliverance that far transcends that, that only one who is incomparable to any other can bring. So this is the promise for today. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Well, thanks for coming by the Lobster Pot today. I hope you come back and join me again for another Advent thought.